From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. The state reported some uplifting news today as it combats COVID-19. The number of people hospitalized because of the virus statewide has risen modestly, about 4% to 2,825. But the number in intensive care units has actually dropped. That stands at 1,132, which represents a decrease of nearly 2%. Governor Gavin Newsom shared those numbers today at his noon press conference, which we heard live on KALW. He spent the beginning of the conference talking about the challenges people still working in public face and what's being done to support them in California.
I'm really pleased today to announce an effort in the state of California to directly support those caregivers, those healthcare workers, those frontline heroes, by providing them vouchers and stipends, and in many cases for low-wage workers, 100% reimbursable costs at hotels all up and down the state of California.
That means people with long commutes or who are at risk of infecting their communities with COVID-19 can stay closer to where they're needed. The California National Guard is flying ventilators to New York, New Jersey, and Illinois as part of an effort to help other states manage a crush of coronavirus hospitalizations. A spokesperson for the Federal Emergency Management Agency says the rest of the 500 machines the state is lending out will go to Maryland, Delaware, Nevada, and the District of Columbia. San Francisco plans to spend about $35 million to house first responders and homeless individuals in hotel rooms during the coronavirus crisis. KALW's Julia Linus Goodman has more.
The San Francisco controller said yesterday that the city will pay an average of about $200 per room per night for the next 3 months. That estimate includes the cost of support services like cleaning and security. The estimate was based on the 2,000 hotel rooms that San Francisco has already rented or is about to rent. But the city plans to lease about 5,000 more, roughly tripling the anticipated cost. The federal government is expected to reimburse the city for about half of these expenses. The announcement comes after the city opened a massive shelter at the Moscone Center. Homeless advocates and others decried the plan by Mayor London Breed to concentrate people without homes in these facilities with limited bathrooms and no hand-washing stations. The Board of Supervisors also took issue with that plan. A group of them introduced legislation on Tuesday to require the city to rent over 8,000 hotel rooms for those who need housing. Supervisor Ronan said yesterday that they found a way to bring the cost down to about half of the controller's projected rate by working with existing shelter providers. She said that model could help the city reduce its spending from the current estimate. For KALW News, I'm Julia Linus Goodman.
San Francisco's unusually empty streets are great for public health, but some business owners say it's leaving them more vulnerable to vandalism. KALW's Victor Tense reports.
Property crimes in the city are down by double digits compared to this time last year, and a lot of that is due to the quarantine. But business owners report that break-ins are increasingly common and vandals are getting bolder. Vandalism isn't tracked by the city, but police have noted a change in crime trends since the shutdown. Last week, someone tried to break into Mitchell's Ice Cream by melting its lock with a blowtorch, and Crossroad Pizzeria suffered 5 break-ins in 3 days. What's strange is that the burglars targeted the pizzeria's supply of toilet paper, garbage bags, and Clorox wipes. These incidents join others in the Bay Area, including the burglary of a San Mateo restaurant. In that case, the group stole cash and partied on-site for 11 hours. Police recommend owners install surveillance cameras and safeguard their businesses as they see fit. For KALW News, I'm Victor Tense.
In other news, a man awaiting retrial in a fire that killed 36 partygoers at the Ghost Ship warehouse in Oakland may be released from jail because of the coronavirus outbreak. Alameda County prosecutors say a judge is likely to rule tomorrow that Derek Almena should be freed from Santa Rita Jail and placed in an electronic monitoring program. The jail has 11 confirmed inmate cases of the coronavirus. Almena is facing a retrial on involuntary manslaughter charges over the 2016 blaze. And Phyllis Lyon died peacefully today of natural causes at her San Francisco home. The iconic lesbian activist was 95 years old. Lyon and her partner of nearly 60 years, Del Martin, were the first same-sex couple to legally marry in California on June 16, 2008. It was not their first wedding to each other. 4 years earlier, then San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom granted them a marriage license. It was later invalidated by the California Supreme Court. He remembered them today, calling them
the manifestation of faith, love, and devotion. And yet they were denied on the basis of their sexual orientation the right to say two extraordinary words, I do.
Lyon and Martin were the vanguard of the same-sex marriage movement and leaders in the fight for LGBTQ rights. The Lyon Martin Health Clinic in San Francisco and countless stories carry their legacy. Find more news at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.